Jesus said, my sheep, let me give you some shade. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me and they come out of the world. This is linked to the world. This is worldliness. Maybe your life is too. And if you really follow the Savior, you can't just say, I believe in Jesus and live like the culture. Is the culture ungodly?
It is.
Very isn't it?
How can we live like the culture?
Right?
And so the Bible tells us by the shed blood of Jesus, we have to repent. We have to repent and come out and obey Him in righteousness. And when you obey Him in righteousness, He'll give you the Holy Spirit. And guess what the Holy Spirit does? Changes your heart. So you no longer want the culture. Hello, little one. You no longer want the culture. You no longer want pride, vanity. You no longer want flesh.
Right. We came out of all that.
Yeah. And you must endure to the end to find eternal life. My wife would love to share more with you if you want to know more.
Yeah, so he shared the biblical gospel with you, which is on that side there.
Uh-huh.
Now, a lot of the churches here, I'll put the sign on you so you have a little shade, or try to anyway. Okay. So a lot of the churches might talk about the biblical gospel, but they're not holding people to it. They're falling short on repentance. And repentance is a turning of the mind and a turning of your ways to Him. You're not in your head like you know what that is. But that's willing to lose your whole life. Everything in it. You're going to die to yourself to gain it in Christ, right? Okay, so what that means coming out of all false ways like man-made religion, and we'll show you on the back of that card. They practice a lot of lies in man-made religion that are going to leave you outside the gates of heaven, according to Revelation 22, 14, and 15. One lie, one unrepentant lie is going to make you lose your soul. Do you realize that?
I don't want to lose my soul.
No, you don't want to. Think about the rich man. You know the account of the rich man. He came to Jesus and said, what must I do to gain eternal life? And Jesus told him, and he said, I've done that from you. Jesus said, go sell everything and follow after me. And the man walked away sad. That you don't have to sell everything, but you know what Jesus did? Pick the one thing that man didn't want to let go of. And that if he didn't repent, that's going to leave him outside the gates of heaven. So test yourself to that. I'd love to help you. I don't know if you belong to any organization.
No.
That's awesome.
Right,
you don't go to any churches?
I do. I go to Sioux Falls first, and I thought that was they're doing what God is asking them to do, but I'm looking for the right church.
Okay, you're not going to find it in a building. We haven't found one yet. Any denomination, name it. Name a denomination, and they were made way later, hundreds of years after Christ started His New Testament body. So we're to model what the New Testament Christian body was, right? What Christ started? Not what man is making in the building through Christmas and Easter and feminism and worldliness and flesh food, carnality, entertainment, sports, politics, television, movies, music, right?
Yes.
I mean, that's all of Satan's kingdom. We must repent from all that and get into God's kingdom. And you know how you get into God's kingdom through the gospel? It's being born again. And you're nodding your head like you understand. It's born from above, and we're adopted into His family.
What I'm trying to do is disconnect myself from the world. I don't even watch TV or listen to their music.
That's
or
awesome.
Anything.
That's awesome. Well, you know what? Are you married or anything?
No.
You're not. Okay. I would love to encourage you. Our email is on there.
Yeah.
I fellowship with godly, holy sisters all around the world who have forsaken everything. They've stripped their lives down. And if you've been changed on the inside, everything about you is going to change, right? Just like you're talking about. How you look, how you act, how you dress, how you talk, who you associate right with, right? See, if your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit and He's indwelling in you, He gets to tell you what to do with it, right? What to look at, what to listen to. And that's all, you find all that in the scriptures, and I'd be happy to help you with that. Test yourself, and I'd love to have an email from you. And I'm Sister Amen.
I'm Ninaway.
Okay, it was nice meeting you.
Nice to meet you, too. I would email you.
Okay, and
I need the right way.
Right, and on the front is our website. It has thousands of teaching, articles, audios, videos, and like I said, I would encourage you to
read that.
Okay,
young
it was nice talking to you.
We love you.
Take care.
Don't be swept away by the culture and the false churches. Seek after Christ. We're here to help you.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.